FM 89.9 KMOJ, looking at 37 minutes after the hour. 4 o'clock within the Twin Cities. Walter Kubera Banks Jr. got you on the afternoon drive on a Friday afternoon and saying, ladies and gentlemen, let the weekend and the festivities begin. But then when it comes to Monday morning, there's some place that you need to be in order to get it started for yourself. It's Summit Academy OIC, and there's a young lady on the phone line by the name of Stacy Ray, and she's going to update us on information of what's going on, what's going down when it comes to Summit Academy OIC and some things that you need to do. So good early afternoon, Stacy, and how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
About 6'3 and chilling. You can't get no more chilling over here. You can't get no more chilling. For the listening audience, give us just a little bit of insight of what's taking place and what's going down with some of the Academy OIC. But even before that, when it comes to job title and position, what exactly do you do over at Summit Academy OIC?
I am one of the instructors for our new financial services program over at Summit Academy OIC. So I will be letting you guys know today all about this exciting program and hoping that some of you will tell a friend who will tell a friend so you guys can come and get some of this training.
So now, for the listening audience, it's a 20-week course. And when does it actually start, or has it started already? And then even beyond that, it's like on the back end, what are some of the jobs and opportunities? So that's a threefold question. And just jump in there where you feel.
All right. Classes do start March 25th for our financial services program. Like you said, they do run for 20 weeks. At the end of the 20-week program, our graduates will be able to enter roles like consumer banking, mortgage loan assistant, mortgage servicing agent, assistant financial advisor, credit analyst, so a wide variety of entry-level positions in the ever-growing financial services industry.
So now when you're talking about the jobs and opportunities, and I know that there's a gap that really exists, can you speak on that at any point when it comes to actually getting the opportunity of getting through these classes and actually getting that job and opportunity?
Right now what we have is we have a lot of people that are where we need them in financial services, but we just don't have people who have the training and the skills to do it. And a lot of people just don't know how to obtain those skills and where to start. And that's one of the reasons why we decided to come up with this program, so that we could help bridge that gap.
And for the listening audience, can you give them just a little bit of insight where it comes to, what you need in order to get started? Because I know that, on Wednesday, some of the classes that I've had sent people over that way to, all they needed was a pencil and a piece of paper. But then, as you get more in depth in some different heights of jobs and opportunities, then we talk about degrees and that kind of thing. But there's that side of it. And also there's the other side of the no cost. So can you speak on both of those for me?
Yes, I can. Absolutely no degree is required. So you don't have to come with anything but a willingness to learn and to find out about financial services and a passion for financial services. That's all I need from them. No out-of-pocket cost. We take care of everything. Like you said, just bring pen, pencil, paper, and a willingness to learn, and then we'll handle everything else. We'll make sure that they get everything that they need to know so that they can go out there and succeed.
So now when we're talking about the classes themselves, we're looking at 20 weeks of getting that learning and that experience. When does the classes start, like time-wise and day-wise?
Okay, so classes run Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. It is an accelerated program, so we're going to be getting a lot covered in that time frame. But, yeah, it's full course, full head-on, gaining a whole lot of knowledge.
So now when it comes to someone that's listening right now, they want that opportunity, and and you've already informed them that there's no cost, no out-of-pocket for them. But even beyond that, just taking the time and opportunity to getting there, it's a Monday through Friday. And then even beyond that, once you get there and you complete everything, then a job opportunity elevates beyond that. And what are those areas, once again, once they finish and they complete what they need to have done?
Yep, we're talking all kinds of entry-level positions, again, in mortgage, like mortgage loans assistants, mortgage servicing agents, assistant financial advisors, working with annuities, life insurance, consumer banking, so they'll be able to get into the banking industry. Financial services covers a lot, and they'll be able to have a lot of their picking of jobs, because there's a lot out there right now in financial services. It's a very fast-growing field, and we need people, and we definitely need people of color to go ahead and come out and join us and get into this field.
And I also know with Summit Academy OIC, there's always some partnerships elevated in between that. Can you speak on any of some of the top employers that exist that you guys have been working with or work with?
Yes, we have had employer partners that have been helping us with this program since inception. So they've been helping us with the training material, curriculum, syllabus, making sure that we're going to be providing the students with what they need. And we're talking about places like U.S. Bank, Allianz, Ameriprise, Wells Fargo, First Independence Bank, Thrivent. So we've got some heavy hitters, some big Fortune 500 companies that are putting their money behind us and their brains behind us to help get these people trained and into this field.
And if someone's listening right now and they'd like to get started, what must they do? How can they get it in order to make it happen?
All they have to do is visit SAOIC.org and hit the apply button for financial services.
And say that one more time for somebody that just called in.
For somebody who just called in, you missed it. It's SAOIC.org and hit that apply button for financial services.
And if by chance I missed a question or two, is there anything else you'd like to add?
One of the things that I really want to point out, again, is that financial services is a very fast-growing field, and the consumer base for financial services is becoming extremely diverse, which means we have a lot of people of color that are buying financial products, and we need people of color to go ahead and service those people so that we can help service our own and help lift each other up and get with the community, okay?
No doubt, no doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Stacey Ray, I'd like to say thank you very much for the time and opportunity to talk to you, and I want you to have not just the best of this day, but then the whole weekend, and then get started with them on that studying on Monday morning, all right?
Thank you very much. You guys have a great weekend.
No doubt, no doubt. It's FM 89.9 KMOJ, representing Summit Academy OIC. That was Stacey Ray, and keeping you in the know. It's FM 89.9 KMOJ.